I would say. It was a good period.
How did you do? What day job do you have?
Started off working in a shoe shop. My mother wanted me to join the civil service, but I failed because my hair was too long. I worked in a shoe shop, washing dishes in the hotel, packing coal, delivering coal, swept the streets, did the buckets, anything at all, anything to get money.
So the real ideal is for the music?
Oh yeah, that's all that was in your head. You were just thinking, I don't know if I was thinking I want to be a star or what. I was just thinking I just wanted to play in bands. The big goal in that time was to play at a place called the Top Story. That was like my first sort of big aim in life, was to play at the Top Story, and which was a dingy hole, you know. But and you, that was, oh, one day I'll play at the Top Story. So you play there, and then you want to play at a bigger place, you know. And it just sort of, it moved on from that all the time. Every time you reached something, you wanted something else. Mm. And eventually the big goal in life became, oh, I wish I was a professional musician. That was a, then you wouldn't have to work and you could just do your music. And so, like, that became the goal. And then after that, then you started thinking seriously that you wanted to be successful, you know.
Did you sort of reach that particular goal, turn professional, when you were still in Scotland?
When I was in Scotland, no, I did. But even that was, it was a very, very low level of money. There was no money at all. It was, you just got by. It was just enough money to get by. And lots of times you'd have to go and sign on or get another job, you know, and go back to working again and then try and get professional again.